Welcome to Preaching Into the Mirror. I'm Sharmini Kumar. Each week I'm spending time with some of the stories of Jesus according to the Gospel readings of the Revised Common Lectionary, if that means anything to you. And I'm preaching the sermon that I think I most need to hear. You can't tell, but I look myself in the eye while I'm preaching via a mirror. You're most welcome to eavesdrop. This week's passage is Matthew 13, verses 31 to 33 and 44 to 52. Jesus says the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. It's like a careless plant that people don't actually often plant on purpose, but can still grow into a thing that produces something useful, that provides shelter and beauty. It's like a weed that unexpectedly turns out to have some beneficial properties. Jesus says the kingdom of God is like yeast through a large amount of flour. It's like a thing that in religious culture was considered a symbol of impurity. It's like a thing that is small and visible to the naked eye when it's part of the larger whole, but changes that whole when it's mixed and cooked. Jesus says the kingdom of God is like a treasure that no one knew was in a field until someone who didn't own the field came along and accidentally found it. It's like the illicit treasure of a man who finds something valuable on someone else's property and keeps it hidden until he can buy the property without reporting the value. Jesus says the kingdom of God is like a very valuable pearl. It's like that one thing that makes a merchant trade in all his merchandise. It's like a thing so pretty and so precious that it disrupts the trade of the merchant because he's no longer satisfied with buying and selling. He suddenly needs to own. Jesus says the kingdom of God is like a fishing expedition in which everything is gathered up and the good and the bad are separated only at the very end. So in short, Jesus says a lot of strange things about the kingdom of God. Listening to these parables, these little parables, the kingdom that Jesus announces is unexpected, but somehow organic. It's never far from that which is thought of as impure or greedy, but it somehow subverts those things and makes them valuable. I think it makes sense that these parables about the kingdom of God are kind of slippery. It's hard to get a good handle on what they mean. It's hard to see how these very ordinary stories relate to the lofty things that Jesus sometimes says about kingdoms and righteousness and God. But maybe that's the point. Maybe these stories, in all their weirdness and ordinariness and dubious morality, show us the bridge between Jesus's grand ideas and our everyday. Maybe these stories are to show us that the grand principles that Jesus announced have come down from the mountaintop and into our kitchens, our gardens, our commerce. Maybe these stories reassure us that the kingdom of God, with all its blessedness for the poor in spirit, and blessedness for those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, need not be far from us as we walk the ordinary paths of the world and try to grab hold of whatever goodness we can. Maybe this is Jesus saying, the kingdom of God, it is a great thing, it is a valuable thing, but it's also a slippery kind of thing. And the good news is, it's not far from you. The good news is that living into this kingdom is contradictory and difficult and it looks ordinary. But that doesn't make it any less the kingdom of God. The good news is that the kingdom of God can be found where I don't expect it to be. The good news is that it will surprise me. It will overturn my plans and my expectations, and it will be the most valuable thing that I ever come across in my life. Amen.